Fellow Freedom fans, welcome back to the Eagle 104.3 FM. I'm David Allen Carmichael. This is my Faith and Freedom show here for the Liberty Works Radio Network. I'm going to be talking about some healthcare here and why national healthcare is actually a bad thing. If there's a problem, there's another way to solve it. And if we don't solve it and we allow that national healthcare thing to show up, it's really an indictment on us as a people. It really is. And it's going to hurt us. But I'm going to talk about this healthcare. And we hear specifically Hillary and Obama, I say first name, last name, whatever. They're talking about a national healthcare system and whether it should be, and actually they're not saying healthcare, they're saying health insurance. And Hillary says we should have mandatory health insurance for everybody, and everybody must pay this mandatory health insurance. I want you to stop and think. Notice they didn't say health care. They said health insurance. So Hillary would have it that you and everybody that you know would take your money and give it to an insurance company, that you would be providing funds to the insurance industry. All men and women in America must provide their money to the insurance industry, is really what she's saying. Mr. Obama would say, well, no, we're not going to force everybody to do it, but we're going to try to make it a few innovations to make it convenient. Even in President Bush's last year's State of the Union address, he offered an idea where if you're paying health insurance, you could get a tax break. Well, in other words, let's take taxpayers' money and pay insurance companies with federal money. We're going to take our federal money that we're basically coercing from people. We're going to use our power of force that we have, our power as a government. We're going to coerce money out of the pockets of Americans. We're going to give it to insurance companies. They don't say it that way, but when you connect the dots, that's really what's going on. Now, here's the thing that I really want to challenge people who listen to conservative talk radio and they say, oh, that's a horrible thing. We're anti-whoever said that. Well, I want you to stop and think, why would anybody be motivated to even consider it? Well, you would say, well, it's all those poor people in America. Well, I don't know. I mean, do you think a poor person wants to start cranking out $4,500 a year in mandatory insurance payments? I don't think so. They need health care is what they need. And if they get health care, it'd be really nice. They would like it, and the doctor would like it if the doctor could get paid. And that's really what the need is. People have physical needs. That is what the problem is. In the olden days, we were taught by a conservative mindset, in fact, if you go back several thousand years, that your security is not in society. That Social Security is an indictment. Social Security and federal welfare, Medicare and state Medicare, is an indictment on America. Society is not supposed to be your security. It is not supposed to be your security. It is. Let's stop a minute and think about it, America. What are people relying on? What are they counting on? And I've had people say, you know, you're trying to get rid of my Social Security check. No, I'm not. I'm just telling you, it's an indictment on America. In the olden days, the adults were there to prepare an inheritance for their children. In fact, they wouldn't limit themselves to 1.8 children or 2.2 children. If you want to depopulate the earth, you better have 1.8 children. If you want to maintain the earth, you got to have 2.2 or whatever it is. They didn't limit themselves. They were under the be fruitful and multiply concept. They were in the monogamous marital relationship. One man, one woman, the two shall become one flesh. And what God has joined together, let no man separate. And then be fruitful and multiply. And then at that point is to establish an inheritance for your children. Guess what? If you have children and establish an inheritance for those children, you are secure. Because their mandate is to honor their father and mother so that it will be well with them and they will live long on the land that God is giving them. That is the conservative plan from the beginning, but we as Americans have abandoned it. We have abandoned the plan. So, and the thing about this Faith and Freedom show is I'm going to talk about the issues of the day on constitutional basis, biblical basis, right versus wrong. And it's not just so much we're going to talk about, well, let's just think, see how messed up Hillary is or Ron Paul is or whoever you're going to name. We're not here to talk about how messed up somebody might be in the political arena. The goal is to bring up some of these issues and some of these ideas and stop and push reset and think, how ought I to think? How ought I to think about these things? Have I in my life put my family first? Am I considering that in my old age, I'm supposed to be taking care of my parents? And parents, are you thinking, oh, what am I going to do to prepare for my children so that they can take care of me in my old age? My wife's grandfather, wonderful man that he is, he's passed away. When he passed away, you know who found him? Was his grandson. His grandson found him. See, grandma and grandpa, mama and papa, they lived together and mama passed away. And papa was there. And he had his grandchildren visiting him daily, checking on him. You know why? He had five children and they had children. So in his old age, he had security. God's plan, conservative plan, wow. We'll be back.
Are you looking for a good way to help others who are helping others? Let us advertise your favorite ministry organization, and your advertising gift will support our Faith and Freedom broadcast airtime costs at the same time. Come join us in our Give Unto Others advertising campaign. Contact us by phone at 757-850-1245 or by email at faithfrontier@verizon.net.
We're talking about why would people need healthcare. We'd even be discussing the government actually providing healthcare. I want you to think about this. If you don't have health insurance, see, they're talking about mandatory health insurance. By the way, when I go to the doctor, we do not have health insurance. And when I go to the window to pay for it, they say, what's your insurance company? I say, I don't have insurance. She says, oh, self-pay. I get a discount. When I actually pay the bill, when I walk up to the desk, I get a 15 to 35% discount depending on what it is and where I am. So that's a deal. And you know what I didn't pay that year? The $4,500 insurance. Oh, by the way, this doctor bill I'm paying every day would actually have to come out of the deductible anyway. So the doctor gets paid that day. I get a discount. We press on smartly. If you do not have insurance, when you go to the doctor, they're going to bill you. They will send you a bill. And when you pay them, they'll say, thank you. God bless you. That's what's going to happen. Now, if you can't pay the bill, you don't pay the bill, you know what they're going to do? They're going to pressure you. But the alternative is to have the government using the force of law and an amazing way that they can put liens on your property and take things right out of your bank account and all kinds of crazy things when they want you to pay the mandatory health insurance premium that you may or may not use. See, one thing about going to the doctor when you don't have insurance is guess what? You get billed for what you use. And there's things that will come into play like divine intervention. I will use less doctor if I get a little divine intervention. And you say, well, how's that? Well, you know, I used to have a bad shoulder. I broke my shoulder. I don't know what I did to my shoulder. And then one day I had this like tick thing where I got bitten by a tick. And then all my nerves are not working in my arms. I started getting weak. And then I had all this pain in the middle of the night. I was sleeping somewhere between like 11:30 at night to 2:30 at night. And I just wake up in the middle of the night in pain because of all this kind of weird stuff that was going on after this tick bite. And then, you know, I just prayed about it. You know what? Because I didn't have money at the time to go to a doctor. And I really didn't think they could do anything for me anyway. But I prayed. And guess what? One day I woke up at 6:30 and I got up and I thought, wow, I haven't had a night's sleep in as long as I can remember. Hey, where's all that pain? Hey, how come I've got feeling in my arms? So I had a little divine intervention that saved me some money going to the doctor. We had a situation, my daughter, she hurt her knee. She's playing soccer. She's playing soccer right now in college, but this is a rec league. And she, you know, had her knee bent all sideways and everything like that. So I'm thinking, well, what do we do? Do we get surgery? What do we do? So you know what we did? We prayed for it. And I said, Lord, can I have some wisdom? I need wisdom. This is going to be about $1,000 to pay for this MRI or whatever it was. And I need to know what to do. We just send her in to get her surgery or we get the MRI. What do we do? And because we didn't have the money to do either. So I needed wisdom. I had somebody call me literally within minutes of having this conversation with my wife and just saying, hey, we're just going to have to trust the Lord to tell us what to do. The phone rings. David, this is so-and-so. I want to give you $1,000. That's what I said. And he says, I said, what for? He says, to have Bethany's leg checked. When I heard about her knee, he says, I was just really impressed suddenly that God wanted me to take care of it. He said, you're the proprietor. You know, what does that mean? He asked the Lord, what do you mean? In other words, he took ownership over my daughter's knee. And he says, I want to give you $1,000. And that was within minutes of asking. Guess what? We had the MRI. You know what found out? Surgery's not the thing to do. It just happened to be that they found that it was one of those things that doesn't do any better with surgery. Healing works just as well. So she had torn some things that had not been torn completely. It just turned out that having the thing taken care of with a little physical therapy was the way to go. We wouldn't have known if we hadn't have gotten the MRI. So, but they thought she needed surgery before getting that. Now, that sounds a little bit weird, but this is a Faith and Freedom show. You know what? Our freedom's going to come in proportion to our faith. What would have happened, and some of you who have medical insurance, what would have happened? What kind of control would an insurance company put on what kind of health care that we sought for my daughter? You know what we did? We went right to the MRI people, and then we went right to the orthopedic person without paying any intermediaries. You know why? We didn't have health insurance. All we had to do is pay the doctor. What I'm saying is our freedom will come in proportion to our faith. You know, we make decisions not based on faith, but fear. Not on faith, but feelings. We don't stop and think about it. We don't stop and think what our responsibility is. It affects how we act. And you know, our culture, our society is not teaching our children how to apply your basic skills that are going to get you through life profitably. That's why when we're talking about national health care, why would somebody object? Well, the reason why, how much money is going to go to the coffers of the government bureaucracy that's going to manage the mandatory health care system? How much money goes into the coffers of a insurance company that goes into pockets of the elite who own the insurance company? And then when it comes down to it, how much money comes out of the pocket of the person who needs the health care? How much money is actually going to the doctor? I think what happens is you get a lot of stuff taken out of the little guy's pocket to pad somebody else's pocket, and it's not the doctor. That's why I encourage you to stop and think about why something should be done or shouldn't be done. But then at the same time, we don't want to be so conservative that we forget the fact that there's people that have needs. Has anybody discussed with the leadership of your church, hey, do we have a fund or do we have a program if people within our church have a need that we could actually like take care of it? So that somebody says, well, you know, I need surgery, but I just can't afford it. Isn't that the family's job first and then the church secondarily if the family can't handle it? You know, we're going to love our neighbor as ourselves. We're supposed to start small, work our way out, not start big and ignore the provision that Almighty God has set up within the family and the church. So that's my theory of conservation. Our freedom will come in proportion to our faith. Now, government is not there to be our benefactor. Be anxious for nothing, but by prayer, supplication, and thanksgiving, make your request be made known to the Social Security Administration. And the peace that passes all understanding shall guard your hearts and minds through Uncle Sam. There's a great authoritative book that says that be anxious for nothing but by prayer, supplication, and thanksgiving, make your request being known unto God, and the peace that passes all understanding shall guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. That's not what we're doing. In practicality, folks, we're giving lip service to that, but because of our fear, our benefactor has become the Social Security Administration and the federal government. If you are slightly insulted by that, that's almost what talk radio is here for, is to inspire your minds to consider what's going on and consider what changes ought to be made in your life.
Hey, that's it for the show. Keep tuning in to the Eagle 104.3 every weekday, 3 to 5 p.m. We shall return.